قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلهم تتقون صدق الله العظيم.
Sin. There can be nothing more bad than sin. And there cannot be a bigger loss than that. That the sin, it takes a person straight into hell, hellfire. The direct path from a sin and what the sin shows, the route is to hell. And it's not necessary that you have to have a lot of sins or major sins, that due to that a person will go to hell, that he will just go to due to a major sin. Every sin has the power, it has the ability, it has the effect that it takes a person into Jahannam, into hellfire. In other words, it's not just that we have to be saved from sins, but we need to save ourselves from a sin. From a sin. One sin. That a person, for example, will there be a person in paradise to whose name there's attached sin? No. Rather, every person of paradise will be free from the sins. Pure from the sins. Yes, maybe he will have committed sins in the world. First they'll go into hellfire. And according to the sins, they will be kept in hell and those sins will be burnt. That person, after he's purified and cleaned and cleansed, and then based on that person having iman, he will enter into paradise. So it's not just that we're not going to backbite, but we can do all the other sins. Or, I'm not going to lie, but I can do all of the other sins. It's permissible for me. No sin should a person, a human being, implement. And this is what we define as taqwa, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this Ramadan month to us, and fasting. Now fasting within Ramadan, is there a bigger example than this? That it's not sins that spoil a fast, a sin spoils a fast. Just like I said, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is that one was backbiting and the other was listening, and the Prophet ﷺ said, both of you, your fast has ended. So isn't that they had committed sins, but they were doing a sin. One fast, from morning until evening, you have made effort, but you've committed one sin, it destroys the fast. Whole life long, if a person, if he is working hard and making effort, but he commits a sin or sins, then he's wasting his effort. So our mission, our objective of life, the biggest objective of life, is that we need to save ourselves, protect ourselves, refrain from the sins. Very easy formula and method Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to do this. There are two ways of doing sin. Either that person, if he commits sins, he will be put into hellfire. But there's another brilliant way Allah Ta'ala has given. If you've committed a sin by mistake, you've erred, then there's a cure. It's immediately do istighfar and repent to Allah. Don't delay. Don't delay. Oh, Allah, my eyes have done this. Allah, forgive me. Oh, Allah, I've sworn from my mouth. Allah, forgive me. Allah, have mercy on me. Oh, Allah, I was angry. I said something wrong. Allah, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I accept my sin. That's enough. That is enough. More than that, you can pray 2 rak'ah nafl, 2 rak'ah salah if you want to please Allah more. Do 1 tasbih istighfar to Allah. The more you regret and have remorse after doing a sin, Allah Ta'ala will elevate the rank and status of that person. So in reality, sin, it can elevate a person's rank if he repents and does tawbah. Subhanallah, this comes into sense now. When a person commits sin, how can he benefit at the end point? So if you commit sin, istighfar. Implement istighfar immediately and the sin will be cancelled. And if you keep it stuck to you, then straight into hellfire. And as long as it's stuck to the body, all the curse and the wretchedness of Jahannam will continue to come to that person. Allah's mercy will not come close to that person. Shayateen will attack that person, influence that person. And second episode, for example, if you keep something dirty in your pocket, if it's in your pocket, as long as it's in your pocket, the stench keeps on emanating from your pocket. But until you don't take that dirty, smelly thing out of the pocket, the smell won't disappear. In the same way, sin. If the sin's attached to your body, the sin, its effect continues to take place. The effect. There's so much smell and stench of a sin that no angel will come close to you. If the angel won't come close to you, how will Rahman and mercy come close to you? How? No angel will come. No? They won't even come with a mask on and come close to us if we've got sins attached. That's how bad is the stench of sin. So this is amazing. That person, he is committing so many sins in his life and he's wandering around openly, freely. Allahu Akbar. So many sins. Allah's karam and his grace and favor that he gives the person the tawfiq to do tawbah. Repent. That's why the walis of Allah, they are the mercy of Allah, that they bring a person towards tawbah. They enable, teach a person to do tawbah, repent, that so that Allah Ta'ala forgives. So brothers, sin and taqwa, these are two opposite things. Ramadan, we need to attain taqwa. And if we attain taqwa in Ramadan, then the sins will end. The sins will end, then taqwa will come. Then taqwa will come. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us such ibadah. Worship, the sin... If the sin ends, then the fast will be accepted. If you implement a sin, then the fast is not valid in the evening then. Yes, because we need to attain taqwa in Ramadan. Our objective is to attain taqwa. Yes, God consciousness. Sin is such an impure thing, a dirty thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this whole complete month for this purpose, so that we can practice, so that we don't implement sins. And when we don't implement sins, then that will be, a person will attain taqwa. He'll become a muttaqi. And he will be included in the list of muttaqis. And in his book of deeds will be recorded and labeled as a muttaqi. So, sin, whether it's small, even equivalent to a dot or a particle or a lot, but a sin is a sin, and its effect will take place. And every sin, whether it's small or large, it will show its full colors. It will show its full colors. So, for a sin now to be committed, it's just like, for example, if you're thirsty or hungry, yes, we've got passions within us, desires within us, nafs within us, and shaitan is embedded within, so sins will take place. Sins will take place. So to save ourselves, yeah, we need to do something, because obviously human being inclination and nature is towards sin. So it cannot be that the sin will never take place. It's possible. Nafs, shaitan are there. They're influencing us. They will make us do sins. They will influence towards sins. But that sin, for not doing that sin, we need a power. We need energy. We need a specific energy. We need to be so strong that we can understand what is a sin and we control that sin. We need that power and energy for that. If that power and energy is weak, then the sin will be committed immediately. If that power and energy is stronger, it's higher, then the sin won't take place. That power and energy will stop us committing that sin. That's how strong is that power. That, for example, if we have a lot of that energy, that power, then we will stave away of the sin, keep the sins away. So we need to continually strengthen that power, increase the power, the energy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a beautiful example in the Quran Hakim, an event in Surah Yusuf. But at which stage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the conditions that were surrounding Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaykha, who had imprisoned him, who had kept him, and Yusuf alayhi salam, the Quran says the home that he lived in whose home he lived, and she took him, and he was a ghulam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that woman in whose home he lived, and nafsihi, she tried to trap him, she tried to lure him with her fussiness and with her beauty, because she was the woman. With her method, she was utilizing her methods. Then after that, She invited him, she called him. Then she shut the doors, she sealed the doors. So first, she used all her technique, method to trap him, to lure him, to attract him. And after that, she closed the doors. In other words, look at the environment that was created and how the nafs was being trapped. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ The doors were closed and she prepared herself and she prepared the nafs, tried to lure the nafs. And then she said, هَيْتَ لَكَ That I say to you, come to me. And look at the Quran, how he's explaining this. قَالَ هَيْتَ لَكْ Come to me, the environment has been created. So this is the example of the Quran, that how the nafs can be influenced. The nafs, the desires. That's how a person is invited towards the sins. What does he do? So, that like Zulaykha was trying to trap Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Every man has a nafs, and that woman, the house that he lived in, and obviously the whole body of a person is like a home, and inside is the nafs. And comparison to Zulaykha, we have the nafs, the desires that we have to contend with. And so what does a person do? The nafs, it invites a person, it tries to trap him, lure him towards the sin. It encourages him, it's okay, you can do this, it's alright. And this is the task of the nafs, it doesn't stop, it doesn't step back. It's so persistent, it'll come to you, it's okay, do it. What difference does it make? Oh, just do it, oh, it's okay. Oh, there's no problem, nothing will happen, yaar. And he'll just run after that person until he doesn't implement the action that it's advising him to do. If he wants him to do something bad, the nafs, it doesn't step back. It makes him implement that. Oh, it's okay, there's no worries. It doesn't make any difference. Oh, okay, I'll do this. And he'll keep on running after him, keep on speaking to him, keep on influencing him, whispering to him. That's how dangerous is the nafs. So the Quran says, the nafsi, she started to invite Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And she tried to put him off, and then she closed the doors. Zulaykha did this. And in some narrations it stated that there were the 7 doors that Zulaykha closed so that he cannot leave. Subhanallah. So the nafs, it you can say is equivalent to those 7 doors. That inside the body we have the nafs and we have the doors, and the nafs locks them up, the doors, locks them up, seals a person. So what doors are they? Latifa qalb, ruh, sir, khafi, akhfa, nafs, qalbiya. These are the 7 doors within us. And these doors, the nafs padlocks, seals them beforehand, so that the person cannot run away. So these doors are locked, they're padlocked, they're sealed, so that he cannot run away. Then when I call him, attract him, and take him towards the sins, just like Zulaykha was trying to do with Yusuf alayhi salam, that so he cannot leave from these doors. So our doors are locked on there, and the nafs is present within us, and it's inviting towards the sin, and it doesn't let us do the good things. And it says that go towards the sins. Then it says, come on, do this action. All the doors are sealed, the environment has been made. Look how the Quran is showing us this scene. Subhanallah. But he was Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah. And how was he saved from the sins? So there's only one way to be saved from the sin, that the power that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, if that power is increased, then that can save us from the sins. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is a Nabi, a Prophet, and when that environment was made, everything was made, what does the Quran say? وَلَقَدْ تَمَّتْ بِهِ That the Quran says, what happened then, what took place then? That when the environment was made and the attraction was made, and just like the nafs inside, it makes the environment for us, it attracts and lures us towards the sin, just like Zulaykha tried. Then he was Yusuf alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah. And in his heart, the thought could develop for that woman. Allahu Akbar. In the heart, the thought could have developed for that woman. Yes. Because she's trying her best to attract towards the sin. So how was he saved? So how can a person be saved when the nafs creates an environment, all the doors are shut, our doors are all closed, all our 7 doors are closed, the defenses, you know, the qalb is not open, the ruh is not open, the sir is not open, the khafi is not open, the akhfa is not open, the nafs isn't open, we haven't gone towards any of them. We say, yeah, I am this, I am saved and I'm fine. brothers, if a person doesn't go to the Wali Allah, then he doesn't succeed. Remember this. Look at the Quran is explaining this. So how was he saved? Lawla, Allah says, Lawla ar-Raab burhana rabbihi. كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفُ أَنَّهُ سُوَهَ وَالْفَحْشَى. The Quran says that more the thought could have developed and more thoughts could have developed with regards to, as a Yusuf al-Islam, tell me, when the nafs, it creates that environment within and all the doors are shut and there's the power, the person, for him to commit the sins, then he goes towards sin. Yes, such big sins can be committed. A person cannot imagine the sins that a human being, he commits. Such examples, we get that, may Allah forgive. We see in the society today, you cannot imagine that a person becomes like an animal. Yes, the nafs makes a person like an animal. Allahu Akbar. Because our doors are all closed, they are shut. Allahu Akbar. If we were to unlock these doors via the teaching of a friend of Allah, but the man will run from the ruh, from the nafs, from the sir, from the khafi, from the akhfa, from the seven doors. And when the nafs attacks, subhanallah, if wali wala unlocks the doors, one door, you'll run out away from the sins. And Yusuf alayhi salam, all the doors were shut, seven doors. And what did he have? The Quran says, burhana rabbihi. What was that? That dalil that saved him. What was that dalil? What was that proof? What was that power that saved him? That saved Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam, that he had the power, shari power, and his taqwa was on a high level. So the strength of the taqwa was so much burhan, so much power, that the shari dalil came in front of him, that this is a sin, this is not right, this is wrong, how can I do this? Inna rabbiya ahsan, Allah Ta'ala said, how can I do this sin? This is a big sin. That, do I want to become a dhalim after doing this? Subhanallah. Despite the environment that was negative towards the sin, how did he save himself? Burhana rabbihi, he had the dalil. Strong dalil within him that saved him. His taqwa was strong on a high level. And the power of his taqwa was greater and stronger than the environment of that sin. Because that power of the taqwa was greater, so what did he do? He turned to Allah, قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ. And it's such an opportunity when there's a situation that the nafs, it's luring you towards sin, immediately a person turns to Allah. And this is the work that the Sufi Ikram, they teach and instill that energy. So after he turned to Allah, he said, مَعَذَ اللَّهِ. His yaqeen was so much on Allah, the doors were locked. But when he ran towards the doors, whichever door he went to, the doors were unlocking. They unlocked. He went to all the doors and they unlocked. So the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, stated that when a person is being overwhelmed by sin, immediately should start the dhikr of Allah and he should run towards the doors. Latifa qalb, latifa ruh, latifa sir, latifa khafi, latifa akhfa, latifa. Whichever doors he goes towards, the doors will open, unlock, and he will run away from the sin. And what is that? They'll understand that this is a sin that I'm about to do. And I'll become a dhalim. And a dhalim, can he ever succeed? Then his senses will come back to him. And his awareness will come back to him. And his sense will awake that I cannot do a sin. Astaghfirullah is such a big sin. If I do this, this is a sin. Every sin, he will see it as a major sin. Big sin. Because his taqwa is high, lofty, increased. So the Quran gave the example of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam for us to learn this. Allah Ta'ala says that this is how I protect and how I take them towards the good, that this power that Allah Ta'ala has given to them, that it will keep the minor and major sins far from them. Allah Ta'ala assists. Sin and taqwa are two opposite things, remember this. So the way to save ourselves from sin, taqwa cannot come if a person doesn't leave the sins. Not sins, but one sin. If a person commits, he should immediately do istighfar, do tawbah. Both are opposite things. So the most dangerous thing that has been explained to us in Ramadan, are the sins, but is one sin which will destroy the fast. And the way to save yourself from a sin is what? Taqwa. Taqwa. It's a power, energy. Yes? So to fight against sin, we need to strengthen that power and energy, which is taqwa. We need to increase it. Yes? So to combat sins, to fight against sins, the name of the energy, the power to fight against sin is called taqwa. The more your taqwa is strong, the more power your taqwa has, the more energy it has, the more it will allow you to leave the sins. And then one leveler comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in that way, then the saghir and kabira, the major and the minor sins are removed. A person, he goes away from the sins. Those sins, they don't even come in front of that person. He understands and recognizes the sins. That the nafs makes a person commit sins, makes him blind. Yes, it creates the environment, it decorates the environment around him, the sin. Just like Zulaykha, she decorated everything, she adorned herself and she presented herself. In the same way, the nafs, it wraps and sugarcoats the sin. No, nothing wrong will happen, it's okay. You know, sins, they occur. Behind every sin is the desire of the nafs, the passion of the nafs. So the method to be saved from the sins or the sin is that taqwa is present. Taqwa has the power to release a person from sins. Taqwa is stronger. Allah says, your taqwa is stronger, then you won't commit the sin. Just like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, how he escaped despite that negative environment, attraction, but his taqwa was strong. Burhana Rabbihi, and he turned to Allah, and the dalil suddenly came in front of him. The proof was there in front of him. And he saw, he realized that because he was muttaqi, he said, how dare I do this? I'll become a zalim. So whenever a person, when the nafs invites him and takes him towards sin, then to save ourselves from the sin, we need one thing, which is taqwa. Taqwa. Allah Ta'ala has given this Ramadan month to us for this purpose, so we can become muttaqi. Subhanallah. These 30 days, whether one day if we pass in a manner, morning until evening, we should not commit sins. Not sins, we shouldn't commit a sin. From the tongue there should be no sin. Yeah, mostly sins occur via the tongue. Remember this, no sin is a minor sin. What's small? What is small? What is small? There's no such thing. If it takes a person into Jahannam, how can it be a minor sin? A sin is a sin. A sin is a sin. It will take a person into hell, so there's no small or big. Everything is a sin. The sin should not occur for a human being. If he's about to commit sin, then he's got taqwa, then he'll leave the sin. Obviously, taqwa will defend a person when he'll consider it a sin. But if you say, oh, where's it written? If you don't have taqwa, then you don't accept anything as sin. A woman who doesn't observe parda, she'll say, this is not a sin. What sort of Islam is this you're talking about? She'll say, what sin? But the person who has taqwa, then she will see it as a sin. Allah, how is that person? How is this woman doing this action? Or the man will say, how comes this person is doing this action? That's the difference that develops within a person. Yes, without taqwa, a person becomes blind. He becomes the servant of his nafs. He becomes the slave of his nafs. He regularly listens to his nafs and obeys and follows his nafs. So this is a very great practice that fasting is making us do. Implement, alhamdulillah, this whole month we need to attain this objective. And the objective is that we need to become muttaqis and develop our taqwa, so that when we leave Ramadan, after Ramadan, then every sin we realize and accept that this is sin and I shouldn't do this action. And even if we commit a sin by chance, then we should do tawbah straight away and ask Allah for forgiveness, so that that sin can be killed to the roots. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين النبي اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي أزواجه وأحمد المؤمنين وذرياته وحد بيتيكم وصلى الله تعالى على إبراهيم وإنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا وأصلحنا وجدنا خطبنا وعودنا كل ذلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت واعلنت وصفت وانت اعلم بي انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا سيدي يا رب يا ربنا يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ابن فضلكم سمع لكم حكم عبد الماضي يا الله وعيد وحكم عبد الماضي يا الله وعيد وحكم عبد الماضي يا الله وعيد وحكم عبد الماضي يا الله دانشتا غير دانشتا من یالله چهان روز که جو کنه کیه بو بی میده چه چهان روز که کیه بو بی چه نادانی میده بولا کنه خوب بو بی یالله چه یاد هم بو بی میده بولا چه هم بول چوکه هم بو بی یاکری یا میده بولا تو هم بولا خوب مافول مادی یالله همی با خو صاف کرده یالله هم ماره میه ماره کنه همه مقرب و مشرک کا فاصله کرده میده بولا یالله همی ماره وجود کو ماره باطن کو ایسا دورا جیسے کہ میل کشور سے بھرا ہوا کپڑا دھل جاتے ہیں وہ صاف شفاف ہو جاتے ہیں میرے مولا ہمارے باطن کو صاف اور شفاف کر دی اے میرے مولا ہمیں اس رمضان میں تاری ہمیں نصیب فرما یہ اللہ جس مقصد کے لیے تم نے رمضان دیا میرے مولا ہمیں مقصد حاصل کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمیں متقی بنا دے یا اللہ ہمیں متقی بنا دے یا اللہ ہمیں متقی بنا دے یا اللہ اپنے خوف میں سے اتنا خوف کو عطا فرما کہ ہم تیری فرما برداری میں چلے جائیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تیرے گناہوں میں ہم تیرے گناہوں سے بچے میرے مولا یا کریم تو اپنا فضل فرما رہے ہیں یا اللہ خوف کا اتنا حصہ فرما دے میرے مولا جو ہمارے گناہوں کے درمیان حائل ہو جائے یا کریم یا اللہ فرما برداری کا اتنا حصہ دکھوا دے یا اللہ جو ہمیں جنت میں پہنچا دے یا کریم یا اللہ ہمیں یقین کا اتنا حصہ دکھوا دے یا ہم ہتھاؤ میں سمجھ جائیں کہ میرے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہے تیرے طرف سے ہی ہے میرے مولا تیرے حواس میں تیرے حکم پہ میرا مولا ہم راضی ہو جائیں یا رحیم یا کریم یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ہماری پریشانی میں دور فرما یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما ہمارے یقینوں کو بلند فرما یا اللہ ہماری معرفت کو اور سبق دے یا اللہ ہماری عظمت کو تقدس فرما یا اللہ تو ہمیں قریب کر دور نہ فرمانا یا اللہ عطا فرمانا محروم نہ فرمانا یا اللہ ہماری نیکیاں زیادہ کرنا کم نہ فرمانا یا اللہ ہمیں عزت دینا ذلیل نہ فرمانا یا میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرمانا اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دینا یا اللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے تمام لوگوں کی ہمارے رشتے دار جتنے بھی ہیں میرے مولا سب کو تو بخشش فرما جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے مشائخ کرام جنہوں نے ہماری تربیت فرمائی میرے مولا یا اللہ آپ نصیح قرب خاص نصیب فرما میرے مولا کو یا اللہ جنت اعلیٰ اعلیٰ فرما کرے یا اللہ اپنے فضل کرم سے تمام نظام ہمیں آسان و سہل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا تو ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو جس ہم نے ذکر میں مانگی قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی محمد وعلیہ صحابہ اجمعین یا رحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین آمین